It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听 Use English 趣味青春英语，这里是 Rose O'Brien。 那今天的节目当中呢，我们会聊一个话题，什么呢？怎么对抗我们平时遇到的压力。 Well, I guess everybody has stress.
Everybody has a lot of stress. Okay, not everybody has a lot of stress, but everybody has stress. We have periods of stress,
more or less.
And everybody has more stress than you
Really?
Yeah.
I'm proud of that. Well, actually, I do have a lot of stress as well. I just... Yeah, but how to counter-strike with these stress? Well, that is what we're going to discover today.
That's right. So let's talk about the first thing. So the first way to relieve stress would be to practice using guided imagery. Let me tell you what this is. Mm. It means... it's actually fun, and it's a simple way to take a break from stress.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to clarify what you want and build optimism.
Sounds easy enough.
Yeah, sounds easy enough. It's a relatively quick pathway to mental peace.
Mm.
All right, the next one is to use self-hypnosis.
What is that?
Okay, so this means that...To provide a simple and relaxing route to changing habits, relaxing your body, altering your thought patterns, and more. Okay?、
Mm.
Because of all these can be stress relievers, self-hypnosis is, well, is worth the effort.、
Mm.
So it basically just means hypnotizing yourself.、
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's one of the, like, it's a therapeutic tool, and yeah, people do it.、
Mm. Stress. 压力来自于生活的各个方面，不管你是学生，你是一个小孩子，当然，小孩子有什么压力？小孩子有压力啊，比如说学校的压力啊，比如说这个同学、家长、老师的压力。当然，对于这个成人来说呢，压力的来源就更多了啊。So yeah, I think I even had more stress when I was a child or when I was a student than I do now, because maybe I've.I don't know, implemented those methods.
Yeah.
You know, in my natural life.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes you can do this. I think it sort of comes natural and other times it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is, if this doesn't come natural, is to journal. So journaling can be used in several different ways, all of which you can relieve stress. So it basically means writing stuff down.
Mm.
Yeah, and actually, to be honest, I sent a few emails the past few days to my family members, and I kept sending them this, like, long emails. And、
mm.
I'm sure they're kind of like, what is Rosalie's problem? But, yes, this is my way to get it out.
Yeah, that's actually the reason why some people keep diaries.
Yeah.
They just write everything down, although it doesn't seem to help, but actually it helps. It's like telling your problems or telling your stress to other people.That's a way of relieving that stress, believing it or not.
Yeah,、
mm.
yeah. Or what you can do is meditate. Yes, seriously.
That's
you sit there.
Bending it up.
Yeah, you sort of sit there with your fingers on the edge and say, hmm.
Or just let go any negative thoughts.
Is that meditating?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
这个提供了几种方法啊。第一，可以把自己的问题写下来，或者说自己的压力啊，就是我为什么会有压力？有人写日记就是因为这个啊，或者说不是因为这个吧，但是呢，从客观上这点会帮助你来缓解压力啊，把自己的压力写出来，也许觉得这样能起什么作用，但真的这是一种缓解压力的方式。或者呢，当然也可以冥想，冥想并不一定非得是这个参禅悟道的人才去做的事情啊，冥想其实很简单。找一个比较安静的地方，风景秀丽的地方啊，一坐，把自己的压力全部放空。也许大家觉得这不解决问题啊，但是至少会让你的思想能够积极起来。All right, meditating.
Yeah, another thing you can do is to practice yoga. Have you ever done yoga?
I haven't.
I think yoga is way too slow for me, and I'm like, if I'm going to lay on the ground and do this move,
so
I might as well take a nap while I'm down here.
Yeah, I mean, yoga, I think, maybe I'm wrong, more girls than boys like yoga.
It depends on where you are. If you're in San Francisco, then a lot more boys will be involved.
Ooh, or if you're in India, everybody plays yoga.
Sure. Mm. You have no idea what I'm referring to, do you?
Yeah, it's too slow for me, too. You know,
yeah, it is.
Move your body parts really slow.
It is, and I'm like, if I'm going to be in this position, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
So I might as well. It just doesn't serve me any purpose.
Mm. But maybe for some people, yoga.瑜伽并不仅仅是一种这个锻炼身体的运动啊，同样也锻炼我们的心灵。但是有些人喜欢，有些人不喜欢。And I guess yoga is probably too slow for most teenagers.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Can you imagine that? All those kids with all the energy that they have?
Okay. That might help.
Yeah, it might help. Okay, so it says get more laughter in your life. The physical act of laughing releases tension and brings positive physiological changes.Finding ways to work more laughter into your day can be an effective route to stress relief.
Mm,
yeah. Okay. What do you think? Like, if you're stressed out and I tell you a joke, do you think it's going to make you feel better?
Well, depending on the quality of the jokes, if you can tell a joke when I'm stressed and make me laugh, then you can probably be a comedian.
Probably, especially because you don't really get a lot of jokes, do you, Brian? This one's a bit hard for you.
No. You know, my life is full of jokes.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Why are pirates a little crazy?
Why are pirates a little crazy?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know.
Because they just... See, I told you.
All right.
Okay, wasn't that funny?
Yeah, that was very funny. Ha, ha, ha.
All right. Well, I have another joke for you.
Okay.
Why
I'm
was
feeling chilly right now.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7 and 9.
Yeah, I told you this joke before, didn't I? Yes, fine, okay.
这个还真是啊，笑话其实是一种非常好的缓解压力的方式。但是呢，这个也得看人啊。有的人或者讲笑话的人没有幽默感，或者听笑话的人没有幽默感，这个方法恐怕就不管用了。
Okay, one more joke.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because he gotta.
That's not funny.
Okay.
Because to get to the other side, obviously. Hmm. Why did the chicken cross the playground?
I don't know.
To get to the other slide. That's really funny.
Alright.
You're like, no, that's not funny.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of chicken jokes.
Yeah, a lot of chicken jokes. Alright.
I feel totally free of stress at the moment.
Good. Alright, so let's go on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
How else do you think people can relieve stress?
How else? Well, for some girls, have a nice meal will do.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, actually a nice meal with some wine and girl talk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or go crazy shopping.
Yeah.
Mm.
Crazy shopping.
Although these methods probably don't apply to guys.
Mm-hmm.
For guys, well, like for me, maybe just play a round of snooker.
Yeah.
Mm. Or do something that you like to do.
Yeah.
Overall.
Well, I like music therapy.
Mm.Yep, that's
but to be honest, when you're sad, you listen to sad music. When you're happy, you listen to happy music.
Yeah.
You don't really, you know, when you're sad, you don't listen to happy music to make you happy. You know, you listen to, you kind of want something to sympathize along with you if there's nobody there. So you listen to sad music.
Well, that's okay sometimes, because maybe you think, you know, listening to sad music will make you even sadder. That might be true. But yeah, there's a saying in Chinese.
What?
物极必反.
Oh, I heard this. 物极.
Really?
Yes. You know where I heard this?
Where?
The Karate Kid.
Ooh.
Oh, God, what's his name? Jackie Chan. 物极必反. I heard this.
That surprised me.
Yeah, if you... Okay, but remind me of what it means.
It means if you soak yourself fully into sadness, then you'll be happy. No, that's not really,
that
really mean.
Really,
but close enough.
Yes, but I heard this on The Karate Kid.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can't believe I actually remembered it, and that's a long time ago.
Hmm. Or maybe you remembered another one that you thought was this.
No, it's this one. You say 物极必反, right?
物极必反.
Oh, 物极必反. Yeah, I heard this one before.
所以说这个有的时候你悲伤的时候用音乐去疗伤。什么叫音乐去疗伤？你不可能在这个不高兴的时候去听一些非常欢快的音乐。但是随着自己的情绪在沉浸在音乐之中之后，也许情绪就会有一个非常大的改变。It's interesting, but it's true.
Yeah. All right. So another thing that...boring people could do is to plant a garden.
okay. Well, that's boring enough to me.
That is very boring.
But not to other people, maybe.
What do you mean not to other people?
Some people just like gardening.
What?
Don't assume that gardening is only for older people. Some young people like that, too.
No, it's
like
boring. What does he do?
He keeps his own garden.
Your son?
Yeah. I know, it's strange.
That's actually kind of cute. I mean, it's cute for a kid.
Yeah.
That's actually really cute for a kid, but for an adult, it's like, boring.
Grown-ups? For some people, boring.
All right, so the next one that is a good way to relieve stress, which is a little...
Weird.
It's a little non-traditional, is to eat a balanced diet. So, I'm not kidding. So it says a poor diet can bring greater reactivity to stress. It's not. It's good. A healthy diet.
I want french fries when I'm stressed.
Yeah, actually, me too. I want french fries and chips and hamburgers and ice cream.
Yeah, but in a long term, I can see why this is happening on your note. Because I think there have been scientists proving this, that having a more healthy diet would make you... happy in general.
Yeah. It's supposed to.
I don't
to.
See
good
why
sleep.
That could happen.
Yeah, good sleep. Actually, for me, when I haven't had any sleep, I'm in an incredibly horrible mood.
Mm.
Yeah, just really bad. And all day, not just part of the day.
这个听起来好像有点风马牛不相及啊，但是合理的膳食会让人整个的身体状态和精神状态都变得更好。当然，这是一个长期的作用啊，你不能说我今天不高兴。我这个晚上吃一顿健康的饮食，我就该高兴起来了。So that's why I said in long term, this might work.
Yeah. So a next one would be learn assertive communication skills.
Communication skills?
Yeah, assertive communication skills. So relationships can be great stress relievers, but knowing how to keep relationships healthy through effective communication is one of the best investments of time and energy for stress relief.
Mm.这个也很重要啊，和周围人尤其是朋友的关系，如果你有一个非常良好的人际关系的话，能够帮助自己缓解很多的压力，因为你至少有地儿去倾诉，而且呢可以有很多朋友帮你出谋划策解决你的问题，这样你的压力可能也就能减轻了。 But of course, for people like to work alone, like myself, that's not a really an option for me, but I have my own ways.
Good.
Mm.
Okay, the next one would be enjoy aromatherapy.
Aromatherapy?
Yeah, it can help you to become energized, more relaxed, more present, like this type of thing.
Never tried myself, because I don't like those smells.
Really? I kind of, like, it depends.
Mm.
Yeah, they can smell good or smell really stinky.
香薰治疗, aromatherapy, together with meditation. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. So the next one is to reduce caffeine intake.
To reduce?
Yeah, no caffeine, because, you know, like, when you, I mean, come on, when you drink caffeine, you're like, like you're just all over the place, right?
I thought to.
Kind of like a puppy.
Caffeine intake.
No.
Okay.
You're supposed to increase you're supposed to drink more wine. I'm just kidding.
Drink more water, eat more vegetables.Reduce your caffeine intake.
Yes, because when you have too much caffeine in general, it can make you more emotionally reactive to stress.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
少喝咖啡。 嗯，好吧。
Yes. Okay. So another one, like I said, well, not drink more, just drink in moderation. So don't drink all the time. Drink a little bit less.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing is do not procrastinate. Putting off a stressful or labor-intensive project can only increase the stress. Learn how to stop procrastination can also get you done what you need to without the added stress of rushing for a deadline. But you know what's so funny is that I don't procrastinate, but for me, if I feel it's not urgent, then I'm not going to hustle. Like, I'm not going to be proactive. If I feel like something is very urgent and I have to do it now, then it sort of takes me to the next level.
Yeah, well, that's probably the voice here. Don't put everything to its deadline. But, you know, I'm the other type. You know, I like to keep everything to my deadline, and that makes me more efficient.
Yeah.
So it's different therapies for different people.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I think if you are easily feeling stressful when you're facing deadlines, then you probably should work this way.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Finish everything relatively early will greatly relieve your stress.
Yeah. Another one is to drink tea, green tea.
喝绿茶。
喝绿茶。
Okay, that's
Did I say that right? That's stressful enough. Did I say that right?
Not exactly, but I get you.
喝绿茶。
绿茶。
Does it say 绿茶?
Yep. Green tea. I don't know how that's going to help. Because unlike a lot of Chinese people, I don't really like drinking tea. So, well, a cup of coffee will help me more. But doesn't this counter each other to reduce your caffeine intake and green tea?
Yeah, but green tea doesn't have caffeine, does it?
Really? I don't know.
Neither do I, because, I mean, I'll drink green tea, but I don't know anything about coffee.
I'm not an expert on tea or coffee. So.
Yeah, me neither.
We'll leave it be.
All right.
Is that all?
Hold on. All right, so let's go on to the next one,
mm-hmm.
which would be to let your feelings out. So which means if you're passing someone on the street and you just feel like you need to scream at them, go. Okay, no, in all honesty, that is not what I mean. It just means find someone you love, like talk with your friends, family, a counselor,
mm-hmm.
or a member of the clergy. Or go to church. You know, getting your feelings is a healthy way to release stress.
You know, I have a better way to share.
What?
You can just yell it out.
At who? You?
No.
You
know, all by yourself. You just yell it to the sky, and that will make you feel better.
Oh.
I did that when I was in college. Felt good.
That's great.
But keep it as the last resort when you don't have other people to yell at.
Okay. That makes sense. Can I laugh? Can I yell at you?
Go ahead.
Okay. Brian! No, that made me feel so good.
Not listening.
All right, let's go to the next one, which is do something you enjoy. So, to be honest, today I was stressed out, and when I'm stressed out, I really feel like being by myself because I feel like I'm going to obsess about the problems that I have. So when I obsess about it, I keep talking about it and talk about it and repeat myself, and I'm redundant, and I just never stop talking about it. I think what I need normally is some peace and quiet. So what I actually had envisioned for myself today was to go to Hohai, and you know how they have like the little lake there and the boats that you can just sit in and sort of...
Yeah.
And today's such a beautiful day that I thought of just going there and sitting along the lake and... You know, just
meditating in the boat.
Yeah, basically, and just taking a long ride in the boat. And I love the water. I love boats. And to me, that would be like the ultimate relaxation thing. So that's what I would do. Another thing that I do to relax and completely take my mind off of something is I love movies. So what I normally do is I will buy a lot of movies and watch them on DVD. And I just don't think about anything. I just lay there and watch them.
Yeah, I was about to say that. That's actually a good idea. To watch a movie that you love. It doesn't have to be a new movie. It doesn't have to be a certain type of movie. Like, I watch my favorite movies over and over again. Not only when I'm stressed, but also when I'm bored or when I'm, you know, facing problems.
Yeah.
It actually calms me down.
Yeah, really.
Never failed me.
Very good. So happy to know, Brian.
Yeah, so pick some of your favorite movies in stock.
That's right. And when I'm actually stressed or sad, what I like to do is I like to watch movies with a lot of action and violence in there.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's sort of, it doesn't make me feel sad. It makes me feel like...
Violent.
No, thank you.
Yeah, but anyway, that relieves stress, which is our ultimate goal here, right?
Absolutely. Exercising, like we said, we mentioned yoga before, so exercising, not just doing yoga, but it could mean, you know, going on the treadmill or pushing really hard.
Or just go jogging.
Yeah, go jogging. Mm. Another way is breathing exercises.
That doesn't help.
Okay. So breathing exercises, these include roll breathing and a type of breathing.
Hmm.
How do you normally practice any type of breathing?
I haven't been practicing breathing for a long, long time, since my college time. But, you know, inhale, that sometimes helps relieving stress. A little bit maybe, but it actually helps. Deep breathe.
Yeah.
And imagine inhaling out all your pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so these types of breathing exercises, okay? Mm. So another one would be, oh, this is really funny. So you know how we, okay, so before I get to the next one, after breathing exercise, we'll say muscle relaxation, which is just to relax. It could be like, what do you call it, a massage.
Mm.
Yeah, going to get a massage. Oh, God, that actually sounds really good right now, getting, like, a foot massage. Like, even though I hate when people touch my feet because I think it's disgusting, like, I don't think other people, like strangers, should have to touch someone else's feet.
I hate massaging at all.
Yeah, I just think it's weird. I've actually never had a full-body massage. Mm. I think it's a bit weird. But sometimes, you know, it's very famous here in Indonesia, so, yeah. But this is really funny, which would be doing Tai Chi or Qigong.
这个太极也是有名的修身养性的啊。 Or have you thought about go fishing, maybe?
Oh, that one actually sounds really good.
Yeah, although I've never tried that. I'm not a very good fisher, and I wouldn't really think of fishing when I'm feeling a lot of stress. But that, from what I heard, would help certain people.
Yeah.
Just, you know, put your paw there, watching at the surface of the water.
Yes.
Thinking about nothing. And when the fish comes, maybe that brings joy instead of stress.
That's exactly right. That could be right. Very good. Thanks, Brian.
我没试过，钓鱼会不会帮助呢？ 也许也可能，尤其是对于一些喜欢静的朋友来说，钓鱼应该是一种不错的方式。 但你要让我，估计到那儿就光着急了。 Not for me, to be clear.
Yeah, you said not for me, just to be clear.
Yeah, very
good. Okay, so the next part would be to... You give me one.
What do you mean I give you one?
You give me one. What do you do when you're stressed, besides play snooker?
I don't know. I tend to just sleep it off, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, or just do something that I enjoy doing. If that's not some stress that I absolutely need to deal with, I'll just, well, you know, get it away. But if it's a problem that I need to solve, then, well, I guess I'll just get my hands on it.
Yeah, I see. Good. Okay, Brian. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much. Are you running out of ideas?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different things you can do to relieve stress.
Yeah, and for different people, the message would be definitely different. But I think for everyone, at least you have one way to let go of your stress, or at least to relieve your stress.
Yeah.
Try that. Because although sometimes we need to face our own problems, but to keep your pressure level high is never good.
Yeah, oh no, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And actually maintaining at least 3 or 4 ways to relieve stress at all times is a good idea.
所以说找到自己能够释放缓解压力的方式吧。 那无论在什么时候缓解一下自己的压力都不是坏事，当然并不是说呢有问题就放在那里不解决，但是呢一定要让自己有一颗平常心。 That's what we've been talking about today.
Yes.
Thank you for being with Rosalie and Brian. We'll see you the same time tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，
小朋友们
一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
你知道吗？北京电台首届听友节圆满收官了。
真的吗？什么时候？
所听即所得，北京电台首届听友节暨第七届听众喜爱的名牌栏目大型评选活动收官派对将于9月26日盛大开启喽！
精彩表演嗨翻全场，福利奖品送到手软，还有听众喜爱的名牌栏目颁奖典礼点燃全场最高潮。
哇哦，惊喜不断，好戏连连，北京电台听友节收官大 party 不见不散哦！活动详情请关注微信公众号听友吧。
一名共产党员应该始终怀着对群众的深厚情感，持久责任。注一，注学，注老，注富，募善款，献爱心，全动力。2016，共产党员，让我们一起行动。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
When you left me here so, oh.